And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
You know, that's the long bed means to talkie-talkie when there's no music. I play the long bed. They know that. They're trained. They hear that when they're going, he's going to be yammering tonight. But I do have the producer is with me. I want to do like an hour, maybe a little bit more or less, and get out. I have been smoking weed again. For those of you who know that I was on the trying to do something about that, I've fallen off that bandwagon. Well, you know what? I've got a lot of family stuff going on. That's why I wasn't on last week. I should have thought about this. I wasn't on last week because I had to get up super early on Sunday to go over to Bristol we did it on the 3rd of July, not the 4th of July. Our barbecue, you know, our get together, our annual get together there. Uncle George was in the hospital at the time. But I had seen him like a day before. So there was that. And I think I mentioned he's been ill and in and out of hospital and nursing home type deal. So we don't know what's going on with him. His son is here, which while at the beginning didn't look like it was going to be a positive thing, now has turned out to be more of a positive thing. And it's all just distracting is what it is, really. You know, even I got the, well, I guess I don't hear it next door anymore, do you?
Nope.
Yeah, it's midnight, right? So, interesting. Yes, I'm fine with that.
I think the cops told them that the next thing
is
going to be a $500 fine.
How do you know
and
that?
I'm sure they'd much rather spend that on.
Are you hypothesizing?
Pot. No. Yeah. Because I know that's what they'll do. Is like there's steps that which the cops use to terrorize you into shutting the fuck up, right?
Okay. I know. I would know about stuff like that. I'm white. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, it's not like you can't hear everything that goes on over there.
No, I'm just saying I'm white. White people are, you know, with our privilege, we never have problems with the police. Are you serious?
The federal government loves you. God bless. Or whatever.
Just saying. So there's been all that going on.
Yeah.
And like I said, I went to my normal dispensary. Right. I've been ordering online as of late because I see the value of grabbing something that you want early and then being able to pick it up later in the day. Well, I did that, but I went to the wrong dispensary. First time ever. But you knew, like I said. To the dude behind the counter, you kind of set me up for failure on that one. You know what I mean?
How does that happen?
I don't know, because they have two different locations. Three, actually. But he canceled my order over the other place, which I didn't want to go to, which was somewhere else in Massachusetts rather than the normal Route 6 that I go to. So I wound up with sativa-based rather than indica. I'll always go indica-based, or at least if it's a hybrid, indica strong, because the sativa's like, but this one's okay. I'm liking it. I might indulge a little bit while we're talking. There's that. I have to kind of figure out what I'm doing with that. There's the reality now that, and I don't know, I guess this is news. Hi, welcome to Midwood Files. My name is Olaf Midwood. Blah. Blah, 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 blah. I can do whatever I want. I just realized that. But anyway.
Yeah.
So there's the reality that my Uncle George is now dying. I mean, we kind of knew it was the fact, but they put him in hospice. I think, in hospice is anything where they expect you to be around less than 6 months. And from what I understand, and I wasn't around when it was spoken of, but from medical personnel to my cousin Mark, my second cousin Mark, about a month. So he needed to extend his stay here because he was only staying for like 2 weeks. And he wants to make sure. I guess it wouldn't make sense to go home and then turn around and, you know, it turned out that he had to come back for the funeral. Funeral doesn't make sense, you know. I've accepted the fact that George is dying. I think George has accepted the fact that he's dying at this point in time. So I don't think he's going home from whatever this stay is at the nursing home. I get that's my feel on the matter.
That is a terrifying realization.
I could be wrong, but go ahead. Yeah,
it has to be a terrifying realization when they tell you or it hits you. Well, yeah, you're in hospice and you're not going home ever.
Yeah, I he was the last time Jerry and I were up there, we mentioned his son. And he gave us like sourpuss face, which was really kind of interesting, which I didn't necessarily understand at the time. But now maybe I do. If he had to tell him, or he's begun to understand that he might not be going home. I don't know. Jerry and I certainly haven't told him that or given him any indication of that. But we went up to see him a few days ago. What was it? Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. But he looked pretty okay. I mean, he was alert. He was present. He has his ups and downs, from what I understand. So just because he was good during visiting hours doesn't mean he was good when he woke up, earlier. But who the fuck is, you know? So, it's just it's just a lot. You know what I mean? I'm not for nothing. The guy's become part of my. Part of my regular reason to get out of the friggin' house, which I hate to say it.
Yeah.
No, and like I said, I find speaking to someone of his generation very enjoyable. They have a lot to offer as far as history that you're not necessarily, any better than anything you're going to see in probably a book or even a movie,
He could finish puzzles and word puzzles that I couldn't begin to get halfway on.
Encrypted thingies. Yeah. It was kind of interesting with that sort of thing. He liked that sort of stuff.
He was like a code breaker or something.
Yeah, he liked that stuff. So his mind was still pretty nimble. And he was still doing crossword puzzles. And he still is, for all I know, right now, as we speak. I don't know. It's hard to... I think that he's in a nursing home, so I don't know how much easier it is to sleep in a nursing home than it is a hospital. I don't imagine it's much better. And I can relate to that. And he likes the hospital. He likes Newport Hospital, which is all the way out, in Newport, which is an hour from Providence. So it's like one of the few things in Rhode Island that's actually an hour from somewhere. You don't have that happen very often. Usually it's like a half hour. But we're a half hour from the East Bay, and then once you're on the East Bay, it's another half hour to Newport. And I think there's two ways to get to Newport. So I've been wrapped up now my mother's, who is now deceased now, if you recall, my mother's oldest sister is coming from Minnesota, where she lives with her minister husband in the Antiochian Orthodox Church, which is really interesting. Although not as you might think, but it is reasonably interesting, I will say. They got mad at the Pope, and they say no.
What's it called? Antioch Orthodox.
I think it's the Antioch Orthodox. Did I say that right? I think I did.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Antioch is a place in the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah.
In Greece, I think.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. But I don't know if that makes it the Greek Orthodox. It's a different thing. It's a different critter. Because I think it might descend from the same place, but I think it's a different girl. In any case, so she'll be coming and she'll be staying at the house. Because George isn't going to be there for the foreseeable future, and it made sense because she's coming all the way from, is it Minnesota or Wisconsin? She's in freaking Wisconsin. So yeah, so she's gonna stay at the apartment at George's apartment, which it was perfectly livable. Needs a little spiffing up here and there, but other than that, my understanding, it was perfectly livable. But I don't know people. What I don't know, you know what I mean? I'm still just kind of like, eh. And my sister wants to get here to see him at some point in the near future. So I don't know what that's going to entail, quite frankly. So I'm like, like that. So,
I saw you rub your forehead. Yeah, just like now. Oh no.
And so that's pretty much. I hate to make excuses, but that's why I'm smoking weed.
This is a baddie language.
This
dude.
Would be a bad time to go through, you know, because I have to see if it's you know, like most people I've spoken to do not believe I have this THC syndrome thing, the vomiting syndrome thing. They think I have something else, even though I smoke weed. So it's interesting. We'll see. But I'm afraid now to go off the weed because I don't want to start to get sick because I'll get sick for a couple of few days. And then, you know, it's like a week is gone, which hasn't. I've been feeling pretty okay for the last week, but I've also been smoking for the last week, too, so it's hard to tell. I was going to stop right after I ran out of weed from the 4th of July stash. Yes, I did have a stash of weed on the 3rd of July for the barbecue and then later on the 4th. But I got nervous. I panicked. Mm-hmm. And said, I think I need to have some weed around because this probably is not the best time. I didn't want to be the pilot off of an airplane. This probably wasn't the best week to give up weed, you know. You know who I'm talking about, right? Bridges.
Yeah, Lloyd Bridges.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the best week to give up glue, you know. He kept coming on saying things. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah.
This little tiny bottles of Gatorade. Well, yeah. Not tiny, but...
Yeah, these are the old school original ones.
Yeah. Are they? Were they that small?
Well, to begin with? The flavor. This is just green. Wow. Lemon lime.
Because it's cute.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of Gatorade. Probably screwing on my A1C, but...
My Gatorade bottle looks like an 8-year Gatorade bottle.
Yeah, that's a little... You have a big one there that's 28 ounces. It's not even 32, that one's 28. But I want to come out and do something this week, and then by next week tell you I wish to have a regular news-based show. Have you been paying attention to the news at all?
You know,
we're so easily sucked into our own little world.
I know. Now, I've been kind of like binging videos on YouTube about being how to get out of a cult and stuff like that.
Really? Do you feel you're in a cult?
You know, I think that Ancestry.com might be a cult. Thing,
yeah. Okay, maybe.
Because I can't stay away from it.
Yeah, maybe. Could be. I never thought of that.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm in forever. So anyway.
Yeah.
So no, as far as the news goes, shame on me. I saw this weird thing on YouTube about how we intercepted... hours ago, us? Russian bombers.
Oh, did we? Where? Over
off the coast
of Alaska.
Yeah.
If that, where'd you read that from? Like,
I saw it on YouTube, and it has.
I don't know. YouTube has the most reliable news.
I know.
I go to get news on Twitter, and people are like, "That's horrible."
I know.
It's horrible. I can't believe you got your news on Twitter. You're so stupid. People tell me that.
Yeah.
So
and
you're
who knows if Tesla's really buying Twitter and who gives a shit?
See, so wait a second.
No,
I did get the feeling over the last couple of few days catching things out of the corner of my reptilian like eye.
Yeah.
That he wasn't necessarily. There's issues now as to whether he's going to buy or not, right?
Yeah, right. There's some kind of
war of words. People bullshit going on.
Who cares?
They're afraid. They're afraid of him. The left and the left establishment left. Mainstream left, whatever you want to call it, has so much to lose if Elon Musk winds up taking over, buying and taking over.
What? They can't say stupid things on Twitter anymore?
They won't be able to lean exclusively left anymore, which they pretty much do.
Oh, dear God.
That's what it means. No, it's a huge thing.
So they'll, fall over?
I guess. It's a huge thing for all the employees. You know, the people who work there, they're like, sticking it to the man. You know, but they're not. They're not sticking it to the man. They are the man. That's what they don't. That's what they didn't tell them when they got out of whatever school. They got out of
stupid school.
Stupid school. So no. This chair is really comfortable.
I know.
Yeah, I like it.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, my back. The problem is my back has been bothering me. I has been driving around with the aunt, going to places and eating stuff on the road. But my stomach's been okay. I've been, for the most part, I've been all right. I got a new GP that I'm going to see on the 13th that I'm a little ambivalent about, mainly because it's the first time I've ever seen a person in my life. I'm going to miss my old GP. So that's a major blow to team Midwood. But other than that, we're in good shape for the most part. I'm as well as can be expected. I haven't fallen down too badly too recently, right? Was the mirror thing, did that happen less than 2 weeks ago? Yeah, I fell through a mirror. I fell through an old mirror that was on the floor against the wall. I started with like a mini seizure. I've been having little mini seizures. I have no idea what those are exactly.
That was scary.
Yeah, I think it's the anti-convulsant. Whatever.
Well, they seem to be having the opposite effect.
They need to be tweaked. Yeah, they need to be tweaked. And you know, and that's fine. I mean, I can live with stuff like that. It's more, you know, the Uncle George thing and how that's going to affect, you know, my life. And how, you know, the guy's not going to be there anymore. You know, and that's kind of sucks. You know, since my mom died, it's been my treat to be able to go over there every other week or so. The only time I haven't gone is if I've been sick. And I mean, believe me, if I'm sick, I'm not going anywhere. You know, a couple of weeks there, I was too sick to even go to the friggin' doctor. I had to cancel doctor's appointments because I couldn't even get up and go out the door to the doctor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll take where I am now any day. But, you know, slow and steady. We're still trying to figure stuff out. You know, I still got an appointment with neuro on August 2nd. Looking forward to that. To see if there's something neurologically going on or anything neurologically going on. On the basic CAT scan in my brain, it looks normal. Everything looks normal. So there's nothing, you know, there's no tumors or nothing.
No blotches or anything.
Yeah, they didn't find anything, you know, peculiar that you're very worried about at this point in time. But you never know. That's not necessarily what neurological may find out. It's a different type of thing. Let me take a hit off. I'm using an agent. It's funny. I use this pipe more than anything else because it's the cleanest, easiest one to clean. It's an 8-inch glass steamroller. For that's like the head on it. Even it doesn't even saturate the bowl.
It looks like
the Charlie Brown version, you know, of the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
That's not what I was gonna say, but
wait.
It looks like the short, cut off version of a peace pipe. Actually, all you need is a couple of feathers on it. For decorative purposes.
Yeah, that's what they call it, Steve.
Shamanic purposes.
It is designed.
Yeah, and look, just. All right. Now the trolls are going to get that spilled slightly on the desk. And Midwood spills on the desk.
All right. I just need you to keep talking.
Just a little tiny bit. Not bad. Not bad at all. I am not high, for those of you who wonder.
No, she doesn't.
I'm not. High. I know.
Yeah.
The
producer does not get high. I know some of you may applaud that, some of you may not.
Right.
But
let me just say,
I always have at least one. There's always at least one not high person at the board when we're doing these
dual shows. Right.
And I wouldn't. Right. I don't think I would have smoked if I would have gone on by myself.
You know, I just. I did all that. I grew up in Southern California in the 70s, and in Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
You know, both felt equally. Okay, and I'm
Mexican
like,
dirt weed. God.
Yeah, right.
I'm never smoking Mexican.
And, you know, in California, Southern California, 70s.
I can't have standards. Go ahead.
coolest place ever to be a teenager, especially when your dad and stepmother work in the, you know, recording studio and stuff. So you get to be like the coolest kid ever. And
I guess.
Don't get in that much trouble
with
skipping class and going to the beach.
Brooklyn.
And Griffith Park.
Yeah.
So I did all that, I'm saying.
Coney Island.
So I'm like, I lost interest.
You know,
in
the
it,
ocean is facing the correct way there.
No, it's not.
You can go. I heard when
the
you,
correct
when you,
way.
When you, I heard when you go.
What is this correct way?
When you
way?
Go and you face the ocean, as you face the Pacific Ocean, you know truly that you are facing the wrong direction. In your heart of hearts, you all know that.
That's such a lie.
Because everything's oriented that way.
You know, I have ancestors
Times Square,
from
Times
the
Square
East Coast
is the center of the universe. Times Square. is the center of the universe. You slow down and you have to think about
that. Told you that Santa Claus?
Wait a minute. Is it? Is where's Times Square again? Where is that? Where's that? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's New York City. New York City.
Dick Clark.
The city of
York. Is that who told you that?
The city of New York.
Jay-Z.
Dick York.
Dick Clark.
They should, don't you think they should like pull his head out, like
Kanye
have to cryogenically pull his head out every once in a while, like for those New Year shows, you know, or better yet, the ball, he should be cryogenically encased in the ball. Maybe this is head, we could see how much of him we get in. Yeah.
Right?
That would be awesome. And then he could be an active part of the show every
year.
Well,
a place that is just not right without him, they got to figure it out.
We got 6 months before we're ready for this shit. Can you believe it?
No.
I'm waiting for October. I'm a big October guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how many falls I'm going to have left.
I'm waiting for Hocus Pocus 2 to come out, is what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard soon. And it'll be
end of September.
Okay, end of September, so it'll play right into the season.
Exactly.
It was Season of the Witch there.
Right.
I get it. That was smart.
Yeah.
But
and speaking of fall, yes, that's just
so yeah, I'm looking
will be missed for sure.
But yeah, I don't know, like I said, I don't know what the rest of the year holds. In that regard. Yeah.
It's don't good. Know.
Well, I watched the Downton Abbey new generation thing, and it was pretty okay.
They actually did a good job.
Yeah, I don't care to talk about it too much because anybody who's interested in watching it is going to watch it.
Well, that's true.
And I don't want to be spoilers. I'm not that sort of person.
They made everyone feel like crap at the end, like they always do. So yeah. They did their job.
Right, but I think it was pretty decently produced for like an hour and change movie, an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, wasn't it? It was less than, maybe it was two and change. If you like the original series, of course, and obviously the movie preceding the original series, and you finally caught up on House, and you know, it's interesting with House. Uh-huh. I like, what's his face, going back to, you know, Blackadder.
Oh, Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, Hugh Laurie, and going back to Blackadder.
I forget that he's English when I'm watching House.
So I started to try to watch House like years ago because it was like everybody was like, oh, it's a great series, you got to watch, you really got to binge it. So I started to binge it, and I couldn't get any traction within like the second, third, fourth episode. Just no traction. Didn't do anything for me. So I left it alone for a couple of years, and I went back earlier this year. And it played much better for whatever reason. I was able to track through. And then she started watching it because I said it's pretty good. So now we're at the same place. I had to wait for her to catch up to me because I had blown through a couple few seasons. So she caught up with me finally, so we'll be able to watch that. And just by the mere fact you're watching it with me will slow me down, so I won't be finishing it quick, which is good.
This is my purpose in life now.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
To slow you down. Purpose.
But it's a good series.
Yes, it's all right.
It's pretty decent.
It's okay.
Yeah, I definitely.
It's all right.
I got like a pain.
Where at?
Might be. I don't know.
Should we call the doctor?
No.
House.
It's not that kind of. I'm just hoping I might need to leave. I might literally need to leave the show.
Oh no!
It's one of those. I might.
Then I'll have to get the news and actually like read it.
No, you don't have any news. Who are you kidding? She's threatening. I can bring up Google News just as quick as anybody can. Right? No, just give me.
Yeah,
here
but
to
I
pull
can.
Myself together.
All right. But we're also waiting for
so
what we do in the
goes
shadows.
Across my diaphragm.
Which means you're probably going to fart really loud.
Yeah, probably.
And this is a really small room.
It's a real small room.
And there won't
be
anything I can do about it.
When is what we
do
in the shadows coming back?
What did they say? Oh, my gosh.
Soon?
It is soon. It is soon. Yeah. I can't remember if they said August or September.
Okay.
But I'm really anxious for that to come back.
I would bet if they're going to do like a fall thing,
yeah,
it would obviously be September.
Yeah.
I would guess it would be September.
Gosh, I've looked it up like 9 times, and I can't seem to remember.
Yeah, this might be our, I don't know, it might be our last October in
New England.
In New England. It might be. I'm not sure.
How bizarre is that?
I don't do math very
well. You know what? And I'm kind of disappointed now because I found all these ancestors from like 300 years ago.
Right.
In Plymouth. And
right. right.
and the Northeast and stuff.
Ancestry stuff is really bad.
Yeah, and now I'm leaving, and yeah, I like, well, feel yeah. like I'm betraying them.
No, you're not betraying anybody.
But I have everybody else all in Indian country and stuff. So
right,
like,
so what, yeah, you're not betraying.
Make up your mind, people.
It's not really that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and home is where you actually, you know, end up, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And
Oklahoma and Texas.
And Texas, so yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And Louisiana.
I mean, and Louisiana. So.
Yep.
So that's that. So, you know, and like I said, I mean, we have that coming up on the radar in less than like a year. So I say a year and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, things are like for like I say all of that. And for a guy who doesn't have much happen, he's got a lot going on at one time.
You kind of do. You just kind of.
Yeah. And my counselor went on vacation. He won't see him to the 19th. And I knew about that. We had talked about that.
Right.
Because I had canceled a couple of weeks because I didn't feel bad. I couldn't get up. But again, I literally couldn't get out of bed.
He's back on the 19th of this month?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Of July. So there's like a whole couple weeks I can't see him. My major concern for this time period was as Uncle George's second floor tenant is in Columbia. Visiting her mother, she's sick. She was the one who was the CNA. Her mother was sick, so she was leaving. And the third floor tenant, who's the EMT, the younger guy, he's going to Baltimore for some training. So there was this gap where there wasn't going to be anybody there. That's already kind of started.
Is there a third one, or what am I thinking?
No,
there's just the two.
It's just the two.
Okay.
There's a gap, but he's already just hit. The nursing home. And I don't know what they do for, apparently he has CPOD, which was interesting to me to find out. I mean, I knew he wheezed a bit, but I had no reason to believe it was CPOD because he never told me.
Right.
Which was really interesting. You know, some people, they never tell you something unless you ask them a direct question. He's one of those guys.
Did he used to be a smoker?
He smoked, but also the asbestos with the Navy ships.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yeah, yeah, yuck. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. So, yeah, so, I mean, you know, and he's looked frail as of late, to talk about George for a moment or two. But that's what happens. You know, they start to look frail, especially if you haven't seen them in a long time, and Mark hadn't. And like I said, I think the first couple of days here, just figuring out what was going on was stressful.
Sure, he must have kind of been in a little bit of shock.
Yeah, definitely understandable.
Yeah.
But as soon as he figured out what was going on, he did what he needed to do. And so far, like I said, solid A as far as effort goes. I'm like an asshole. I grade everything, but yeah. but we'll have to see how it unfolds. In the end, I don't know. You know what I mean? We're far from this being over.
Right.
So, and you know, I guess to a degree, I guess I said to myself, yeah, I kind of hope that this didn't happen until I left. But I feel really bad about not coming to Uncle George's funeral. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if I'm
Yeah,
come
you
back
would
want
to be here when
so
those things happen.
Least,
yeah.
You know what I mean? At least it's done.
Right.
I'm here. You know, I'm at it's you know, it's the last of that older World War II generation in the family, you know.
Sometimes, man, life just stops us and says, hey, this is stuff you have to deal with and look at, and, you know, you have to just change your focus for a while.
Everybody dies.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we just had this guy's 95th birthday. Maybe it was all the cheese from the 95th birthday party.
No.
The cheeseopolis.
All right.
Ugh. A lot of you cheese-ageddon. Cheese. My God.
And who brought all that cheese?
She brought the cheese.
Not moi.
Wasn't me. I didn't plan that one out.
No.
Not my plan at all. So yeah. I don't know what to say about that, but he just had his
ending
verse 90. Of course, you know, but we just had his 95th, and at the beginning of April, and you know, like things happen, you know. So I turned 52, and like I should say, I turned 50, and it shit just started the wheels started to fall the fuck off everything.
Man.
Yeah, my back is killing me right now, by the way. Man, it did, even this chair is not helping. One time.
What is the heck?
Oh, it's only been a half hour. I can't believe it.
Really?
I don't know. The whole time was like, why are you so attentive to the clock?
You know, I have come to understand, sadly.
Yeah.
Why?
Why is that?
Let's just say older people.
I'm an older people.
Instead of saying old farts.
I'm an older people.
I'm not a nice person anymore. So hey, they sit around the dinner table or whatever table they happen to be at, because they're definitely sitting around, me included. Ain't walking around a lot. Yeah,
the TV tables.
Right. And they're talking, and they're comparing surgeries and, you know, scars and...
Yeah, that's how you know you're old.
This and that was... And it's not because you're doing that because... You're not doing that because it's just... You feel like in competition, well, maybe some do, but it's because everybody's like, what the fuck is going on with me?
Health. And the other big one is weather.
Yeah. And why is this? Well, people are going, why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
They're all shocked.
It's happening to you because you're getting old.
Right. Which only a younger person will tell you.
And a lot of people just didn't have a plan for that. Look, I don't have a
plan. Who did? I still don't.
Yeah, I didn't have a plan for, that whole... You know, I turned 30 in prison. I was desperado, dude, you know?
Yeah.
I had no idea I was going to be still alive at, like, 31, 32, 33.
I refused to accept it.
I had no clue. You know what I mean? It was the last thing.
Yeah.
And I worked corporate for a while. I was slightly less feral for times during certain times of my life, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But, that wasn't going to happen again just because of my illness. And then I get the record. On top of that, and then it was like, no, not so much.
I promised Tinkerbell I'd never grow up, and I meant it.
Yeah.
And so...
I didn't make any promises to anybody with wings.
We'll see.
I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
Yep.
You didn't go to Disneyland and...
No.
Like, never 900 been. Times like me.
Never been. It's on the bucket list.
So you have to stay... If you stay there till midnight...
I want to go to the California one.
Yeah, and that's the one I always went to. If... You stay there till midnight, and then all of a sudden, they're getting ready to close the park, and this voice comes over the intercom saying, now everybody believe really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Close every your night. Eyes and believe as every hard night. As you can.
Every night.
And then, every night.
That gets tired.
And then, no, it's cool, because Tinkerbell flies over through the sky and stuff.
All right. Tinkerbell and tastes like chicken, Sierra. Right?
And no.
That's what I heard.
You do not eat Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Okay. There's only one.
A little burp. A little no. Feathers she, it's,
no. No. She can bilocate. That's why she can be in Disney World at, you know, at midnight also. So.
I'm worried about
no, that. And then she'll say, promise me you'll never grow up and you'll always believe in me.
Okay,
and then you do. And so
sounds
I
sounds like my ex-wife.
Yeah, well... Are you calling her a name?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't want to say that.
All right, don't say it.
I won't.
All right.
I would not do that.
But, I don't know about that. Sounds like trouble. Broad sounds like trouble. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Doesn't pass the sniff test. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, you like the blue fairy. Oh, yeah. She's fine.
Blue fairy's all right.
Why? Because she has bigger boobies than Tinkerbell?
The blue fairy, who also was in Grimm's.
Once Upon a Time.
It was in Once Upon a Time as the blue fairy.
Yeah.
Right? And what are we talking about?
The blue fairy.
Yeah, no, I know the blue fairy. Blue fairy. What's the other? She was in...
I can't remember.
The Bates Hotel. She was the teacher.
Yeah.
She's been around.
I
cannot
Rita.
Remember her name right now. But
I don't know.
She's been around and she's a...
Yeah, she's been lots of stuff.
Yeah. She did a lot of sci-fi with her husband. She's married. So I can't remember the dude's name. Who was also in that Bates thing, I think. That Bates thing wasn't actually bad. It was actually pretty good.
That was very good. Yeah.
But, you know, I watch way too much
Bates
television.
Hotel. Bates Motel.
You know, I'm waiting for several things to finish now. Paulie Walnuts died. Speaking of watching too much television.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, Tony Sirko, I think the name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was like 79. So, but he didn't lead the healthiest lifestyle. You know.
Yeah, thanks.
They talk about him being involved with one of the crime families in Brooklyn, and keeping his mouth shut about things. When he became famous, people would ask him things, you know, about that period of his life, and he never said a fucking word. So, you know,
none of their beeswax.
So, none of their beeswax. You know, I'm not saying he was a made guy or anything, but he knew enough to keep his fucking mouth shut. And Tony's gone, of course. So, and the little dog.
Oh.
Remember when he sat on the Yorkie?
Oh, God.
He got high in the heroin and he sat on the Yorkie.
When Christopher sat on her dog?
Yeah, Christopher sat on her fucking dog.
Oh, man.
When they do the Paulie thing, the thing, they always show the one with the Pine Barrens. Where they had to take the guy out to the Pine Barrens to shoot him.
Right.
And he lost his shoe, the Russian guy.
Yeah.
You have to see that. You can't even describe it.
Oh, man.
There's no justice, does it? But one of the funniest things, on that series, I may revisit The Sopranos. It would be like the fifth or sixth time I've seen it.
And the prequel they made to it?
Yeah, I watched that not that long ago.
That was good.
It
I liked
pretty, okay.
that.
It kept canon. It made sense on a lot of
Oh,
things.
My God. I won't give away the ending, but...
A lot of it was already written from the standpoint of that. You knew what the end result was going to wind up being. You know?
Yeah, but the way that they handled it,
the
ending
the story is pretty good.
Couldn't have been more perfect. That was editing
genius. I wish they had done taken half the editing genius that they had applied to that project and thrown it over to Deadwood. And maybe the fucking Deadwood movie did nothing for me.
They disappointed.
Nothing.
Very much.
I mean, it was a major disappointment. And I don't like to say that it's just a disappointment. No. I'm a relative optimist, believe it or not.
You are,
relative. But yeah, they fucked that up to all end. So now it's like Deadwood's like, oh, Jesus.
I know. You know?
But Sopranos, it didn't even really bother me that much. It was artistic. Deadwood was just like, what the fuck did you do that for? Right.
And The Offer, speaking of mafia movies, Offer was very good.
Oh, that was all right. That was about how whatchamacall got made, right? The Godfather?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mario Puzo got the offer to...
I had read the book when Puzo had finished writing it. I had read the book and I knew that it had encompassed movies 1 and 2.
Right.
You know, by the time I read it, it was, you know, I was born in 70. So, the movies have been out for quite some time.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I remember when the third movie came out and people were really upset by it. And still to this day, people really hate that movie. And I don't think it deserves the hate that it...
I don't understand that.
I don't know why. I think it just gives them something to hate on. You know? I mean, Puzo wrote it, so it wasn't like it wasn't written by some fucking other jerk-off.
Yeah.
Some Hollywood jerk-off or something. The music was there. Freaking Sophia, what's her name, gets killed at the end.
Right.
She deserves to die for that acting job. Oh, my God. It was painful. It was fucking painful. It hurt. You understand?
Not her
it
best hurt. Moment.
I'm going full Hank Hayes here. It hurt. It really did. Oof. 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 All right. So that being said. Fuck, man.
So what else do we got going on?
Nothing.
We're on and waiting for stuff.
Just smoking a weed and waiting for stuff to happen.
Watching the news and see what happened already.
I'm watching a little bit of the news. I get up and I try and watch the news and see what the hell is going on, you know, if anything has, you know, because it's crazy, you know, and Roe versus Wade was overturned, so you know anything's possible.
That's pretty amazing.
Anything is friggin' fucking possible. But I think the court might be done for the season. I'm not sure.
I keep watching to see. I only check in now to see if
spitting out stuff, right? You keep thinking it's done. And
yeah.
Spitting out those decisions.
Yeah, to see if Biden's been assassinated yet or not.
No.
Don't
even talk about stuff like that. Don't even talk about stuff like that. I don't even like to. Don't even talk about shit like that. No, the algorithm and who the fuck knows what the fuck happens.
So I never put any tags. I'm waiting for the knock on the door.
I never put any tags on my
stuff. Come on.
I never tag my photos. People are like, oh, you should tag your stuff. I'm like, no, fuck you. Don't go tag yourself. Fuck you.
Why? Who's going to be searching?
Right. I'm not interested.
Like
I'm
some
not,
kind of stalker
I'm
person.
I'm not interested in being tagged.
And that just means they can search for you easier and find you easier, right?
Right. I would suspect.
So why?
I would suspect. Unless I just left. I have to put my VPN on my router, which I can do. My VPN runs a service for my router that I can figure out. And I have the whole network protected at one time. It would slow things down, but it would all be at one time. So it might be worth it for me to investigate. I just have to get kind of motivated. I still want to set up the video server back up on this show at some point in time. It's on my list of things to do.
Right.
But I'm just, like I said, I still don't feel great. I feel okay. Coming out of that really bad bout that I had, so I'm trying not to push myself. But I got stuff to do. I certainly could get a regular show back together again that was news-based, news and commentary, which I actually prefer doing than even Yammering or you, quite frankly, because it's just, when you get into a rhythm with it. But that doesn't happen here.
What are you saying? It doesn't happen here between us.
Yeah, the chemistry is. It loves that love.
You made me come in here.
No, stop it. I did. I asked you if you wanted to real early on. And she was like, what did she say? If you do an hour or less, okay.
That's right.
Actually,
I
have heartburn.
Garrett,
from all the. I ate. She brought me snacks and I ate them all. Like a box of ring dings, or like 8 ring dings.
Are you kidding me?
No, I kid you not.
No, I'm looking at the time.
What?
I was looking at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 20 minutes left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. I have heartburn. I haven't had heartburn in a while.
Well, I'm sorry.
You know, I'm going to have to hit whatchamacall again. That whatchamacall I use is pretty strong for the anti-nausea.
What does?
The Zafron.
Saffron. That's no.
Saffron.
That's not right.
Xanthron?
That sounds like.
Xanthro?
The only word the alien can manage to say is saffron.
It's in the bag. It's the anti nausea stuff. It's the stuff they give people when they're on chemo.
I know what it does,
right.
But I don't think
I'm
that's
on
how
eight,
you say
eight,
it.
8 milligrams every 8 hours, basically, at this point. It helps. I'm not saying it solves the problem of the nausea, vomiting, but it helps. So, I've been trying to keep that nailed down. And I've just been drinking like Gatorade. So.
Well, it's lemon limes, what you've been drinking.
Citrus sometimes hits me. I like the orange one the best for that because it's the least.
I keep trying to order that and everybody else is buying it.
Yeah, the basic orange. I got the flash for my camera and I haven't even opened that yet. I know it's going to need batteries. I'm going to be like,
God.
We should get some batteries because I need eight doubles or eight singles. You know, what are the A cells, the double A's?
Right.
I need 4 for my.
You need another one for this, too.
There you go. I knew something. That's a triple, isn't it?
It's just a regular.
All right, do not look at it now.
It's not the D. It's not
the small one. I know.
It's not.
She has to open it during the show. She can't help herself.
Yes, I can. It's not the smallest one. It's the next one up from that.
Okay, whatever it is, we'll get it. We have to get it.
Just trying to tell you.
Okay.
You know.
Right.
I always try to be helpful.
We don't use it that much. So
and you always complain about it.
And we'll get a battery.
All right.
But we need for that we need a bunch of stuff. I need for the blood pressure machine. I wouldn't mind being able to test my blood pressure again, and I know the flash is going to need at least it's going to eat batteries. I don't know where my charger is. I have a charger and a bunch of rechargeable N-loop batteries, double A's.
Well, there's only one place it could be.
It's in the dresser. It's in the. It's got to be in the friggin' file cabinet.
It's probably in
the file cabinet.
Yeah.
I know. I worked through there, but I'll do it again. I have to move all that stuff. See, that's when things become tedious. It's like, oh, my God. It literally becomes Tetris, you know? And there's nothing on there but books and blankets, you know? So I have to do something about it. I never sit in that chair because there's always something in it. The chair in the bedroom. So,
yeah.
Because it's, I haven't figured out a workflow for photography or anything for that matter, but the photography in particular. But I think I'm going to start to show stuff on my tablet screen, which is the best screen I own as far as resolution and whatnot.
All right.
I got the cable to be able to do that. So, and I can work on it, and it will be pressure sensitive as well. As well as, you know, not just mouse movement, but literally pressure sensitive.
Yeah.
Which is nifty, really, if you think about it. I'm trying to get as much pictures of George as I can without being obvious that I'm taking pictures of George, as many pictures as George of it as I can, you know what I mean?
Do you have to be sneaky about it in the hospital?
A little bit. It's easier with the camera, obviously, on the phone. When I start pulling out the DSLR, and he's used to me fiddling with that camera.
Right.
Over this house, right, there's right. Nothing going on, you know? So it's not like he's never seen me do it before. But, and now I have it on multi. So it's multi continuous. So when I pick, it just fast until I let it go.
You should take a video of him talking.
Yeah, I could do that too. At some point, I probably will. So yeah, there's, you know, I'm just trying not to be right. And I had some already that I had taken. All the stuff from the birthday party, for sure.
Yeah.
The infamous cheese party. And cheese and Prosecco.
Prosecco.
Whatever it is.
Forget it.
The Italian champagne.
It's mine anyway. You're not getting any.
I don't like it. I'm not a big fan. You know that. I don't even know. Did that even make it out for the 4th of July? No.
No.
No. Listen, nobody said anything.
I don't. Nope, even Melinda didn't say anything.
I hardly took any pictures.
She's a big fan.
Two or three pictures, and then I just put the camera down. I started smoking weed, and that was the end of it. That was the end. I'd done, finished. I didn't do anything productive after that. Did not one productive thing.
Not a thing.
So, you know, it happens. You know, it was a holiday. My Uncle Tim and my cousin Mark, who were friends at a very young age and then hadn't seen each other for a very long time, we were reunited at that event. So that was interesting. That added a layer of, hey, you know, oh, you know, tearjerker. Like I said, George was in the hospital, but we did a video thing with him so that he could see that everybody was outside in his backyard like we are for all major holidays. And, you know, the whole thing was just like, okay, I feel like I'm getting a little worn down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, you're tired of stuff. Well, when you get put in wait and see mode,
yeah,
it's hard to see.
Yeah, no, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, whatever's happening here, it's not, you know, it's happening to everyone. It's not just happening to me, you know? So, I mean, I'm going to look at it that way. Obviously, mm-hmm. Everybody had a unique relationship with George. You know, his Mark, you know, Mark, his son, being obviously first amongst many. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just, that's all I can say is, man.
It never seems real. That's the thing that human beings don't want to think about the most.
Yeah.
So, to have to face that, even when it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
And someone close to you, it's hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want to.
No, it's not. It's
we
not
want
something.
It.
Everything was fine the way it was. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I think he was doing fine. And who knows? They may release him again. If they release him home, you know, and says, well, you can't drive and you can't do certain things.
Awesome.
I'm sure he would take that over. Assisted living.
Heck yeah.
Type situation. That would be my guess.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
I
hope he has a choice. Because
yeah, I hope things one way or another. I mean, it's an ongoing thing, so I'll be reporting on it as it occurs. You know.
Yeah.
But it won't be the focus of the programming for the X number of weeks, like my mom's death was, for instance. That was a whole different different, you know, layer of the onion.
Next week, we'll be back. We'll talk about the death of all the neighbors.
Yeah, you know, I don't. It's going to be like a long summer, but it just seemed like such troublemakers that they're going to get themselves tossed out of here before then. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the landlord just says, get the fuck out.
No, we won't, and I'll tell you why.
What's that?
I looked up who the current owner is now.
Who is it?
Because that property seems to change.
Yeah, I know that.
His name is Juan Suarez.
Juan Suarez, okay.
And last time I saw him here, he had parked in Jerry's driveway. And I said, sir, could you please get your truck out of our driveway? And he said, fuck you. So no, he won't be doing anything about the neighbors. I guarantee it.
When was this?
This was a while ago. This was before this bunch was in here. But he's always had creeps in there.
Okay. Yeah, so, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was a while ago.
I don't pay attention to such matters. I really, you know, since I've been medicated, I try to stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
And that sounds like trouble.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you, he's about is he doesn't care as long as he gets his money from the state.
Right, and he can't even figure out that's not his driveway.
Right. He didn't care. That's, you know, doesn't matter. So, to complain to him about his tenants will go on deaf ears for sure.
Well, yeah, I think my aunt said she had wanted to do that.
Well, good luck to you.
Okay. Well, like I said, all I need is for everybody to turn their back for like 10 minutes, and I guarantee you it'll never happen again. I'll never have another problem with these people ever.
Just tell us we need to go to the store or something.
I need to be able to communicate what my situation is to them directly.
That's all you have to explain.
With some tool enhancements.
You know, that's interesting.
Yes. That's all I need.
So, in the nine minutes we have left.
It wouldn't be violence. It would be more the implication of violence. Either there would be violence or there would be no violence. Let's put it that way. That would be the best. But either way, the problem would be solved. But I need about 10 minutes.
Can podcast recordings be used legally in court against you?
I don't even know. Probably.
I suppose it depends.
Probably.
On if there's like an actual threat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's, you know, I just try, and anything that's earlier in the day, you know, all right.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be a reasonable person, you know, where it's Saturday, you know.
Yeah.
As long as it stops at midnight, which apparently it did, by the way, strangely, this, you know what I mean? This, okay. You know what I mean? It colors just within out the line. Sometimes they color out of the line, but not much.
Can I get a glow-in-the-dark Santa Muerte window sticker?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I just think we're going to light a couple of candles down there. That's it. You know. And,
Oops, that wasn't a candle. That was a Laz rocket. My bad.
Yeah, or something like that.
Just kidding.
No, yeah, a couple of candles down there, a little chalk. and no problem. You know what I mean? I bet you it stops.
I can do a lot of things that scare the shit out of people. Because I'm into scary things. So yeah, maybe that would be fun.
Yours require, like, explanation.
It does. And I got to buy supplies.
I'm going to lecture you, Mr. Bond. You know?
I'm not. I'm just going to stand out there in my black terry cloth bathrobe with a hood. And a black candle in the middle of the rack yard.
Yeah.
See if anybody notices.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Doesn't take much.
No. So I've been so wrapped up in other stuff, I haven't even really noticed the neighbors that much. You know, they're not up early that much, apparently, I can tell.
That's true.
Because I'm up early now.
Never are they up early.
I'm always popping up early.
This is true.
I don't sleep that well anymore. But it's all stress. It's just, you know, stress and whatever. For anticipating the coming weeks of of Georgia and hospice and people coming in from other parts of the country and talking to them, which I don't do very often. And I mean, I basically advocated for my aunt to use that apartment to my cousin because it's still his house, you know, his father's house. And he won't be there. He's staying with friends in Newport, which is better because it puts him near closer to the hospital and all that jazz. But yeah, interesting. The whole thing is interesting at this point. But that's where I'm at. So like I said, I'm hoping to be back in format next week. I'm hoping this was sativa based, so I don't know how dopey I sound. But I played back one of those weed shows that I did with you. It was just I just totally sounded dopey. It was ridiculous.
This edition of the Midwood Files was brought to you by Sativa.
Yeah, and, so yeah, any type of sativa strain is going to be a little bit more, you know, in the head, active kind of deal, and not so much a body high. So yeah, that's that was the deal. Excuse me, I actually don't feel well again.
What is that?
Believe it or not. So I just want to go lie down. Ah.
Well, we've only got 4 minutes left anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna get out of here then. All right.
Ciao for now.
Yeah, thanks for popping by. Head over to the Midwood Files. You can all sorts of stuff to do up there, and such.
That's the thing to click on.
Yeah, what are you going to click on?
That's what we do.
So again, that's lfmidwood.com. That's lfmidwood.com. For the latest archives and other such things up there that I put up there.
And we do thank you for listening, and I do want to offer I want to offer a sincere thank you for prayers and good wishes for LF and towards us and for things.
I appreciate that.
I feel
the positive energy flowing.
Sincerely, thank you, you guys.
So, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I've been pretty lucky that my core audience generally puts up with my bullshit, even when I'm sick or I can't be there, and I appreciate that. All right, so I'm gonna play the out, and then I'll be back next week.
Thanks, Brad.
So thanks, Brad, for running the show, and
11LR and I,
and John, and all that. Yeah, and those guys,
those
guys over there, those guys. Over there, yeah, I know that. So I don't need you. I can do my own clothes. I don't need you. I've been doing clothes for longer than all right.
You forgot?
No, I didn't forget. Didn't forget. All right. Well, like she said, you know. That being said, yeah, I'm getting out of here now. Okay, can I do that? It says 11L in the clothes. Listen real closely.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.